Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. My name's Dave, and if you're just joining us, our guest today is Dr. Mary Nagai, Director of Medical and Scientific Affairs at Platinum Naturals. And we've been talking about the importance of iron. And before the break, we talked about 20% of women typically have an iron deficiency, but now that's starting to, with new data just released this year, finding that men are now being affected. 17% of seniors over 65, teenage girls and young women up to their 30s are now being affected. And a lot of it's with the new diets and lifestyles going to plant-based. And doctor, if a person's, I mean, we're going to get iron from the foods we eat. And typically if we're okay, the food's going to sustain that. But if we're deficient, is food going to be enough?
Our regular diet should be sufficient to sustain our iron levels in our body to support our red blood cell counts. But if you hit a little curve in the road that developed heart disease, or you were ill for a while, you just couldn't eat enough, you had surgery, or you're a woman who just, you know, has heavy periods because they have fibroids, or just heavy periods for any other reason, then your diet alone won't be sufficient to maintain a healthy iron level in your body. And that's because through our diet alone, we only really absorb about 10% of the iron that's in there, found naturally in our diet. To try and correct that deficiency, some people believe that you can correct it by just eating more food, but it's a lot of extra food that you would have to eat. And on an average daily basis, very few people could eat that much more food. And that's when using a supplement is beneficial. So we would ask you to increase the foods that contain iron in your diet to help boost naturally how you're going to get your iron through your diet. But we also would suggest that you take an iron supplement to just facilitate that correction.
So, okay, so a person, and again, before the break, we talked about different symptoms. So mm-hmm. Let's say a person's up to date on those. I go, yeah, you know what, I'm starting to feel, I think maybe I am deficient. I'm going to go to the doctor. He's going to do a blood test, and absolutely, okay, yes, it says I am. So the doctor is going to say, go take an iron supplement. That's 300 milligrams a day. Now, the body can only absorb 45 milligrams a day. So there's a bit of a disconnect. We have people coming into the store. Well, they said to take 300. Why are you only giving me a supplement here with 18? So can you explain how that works, doctor?
Sure. You're absolutely right. The maximum, the highest tolerable amount of iron that we would suggest as a physician that you should take a day is 45 milligrams of elemental iron. But that 45 milligrams of elemental iron, we don't absorb all of that 45 milligrams. So depending on the type of iron that you're taking, the absorption of that 45 milligrams of elemental iron is going to be very different. So the upper tolerable limit is 45 milligrams of elemental iron a day. If you're taking iron from a prescription, whether it be heme iron or iron gluconate, any of the iron salts, so iron gluconate or ferrous gluconate, ferrous sulfate, ferrous fumarate, the absorption of iron salts is about 30%, 35%. So you may be asked on your prescription to take 45 milligrams of elemental iron, but in actual reality, you're not going to actually absorb that 45 milligrams. But if you're given a prescription and it says you can take iron bisglycinate, then it's a little different. The absorption of iron bisglycinate is 91%. When it's suspended in an oil, it goes up to about 95%. But that being said, now if you had a prescription for 300 milligrams of iron or ferrous gluconate, in that 300 milligrams, it will say 30 milligrams of elemental iron. So when you look at that, you're thinking, wow, I can only take one of these. Or if you took two, you'd be at 60 milligrams, which is fine. But really, you're only getting 10 milligrams into your circulation. And to treat an iron deficiency, we usually say 1 to 2 tablets of ferrous gluconate. If you have iron deficiency anemia, then we often need to give you 100 milligrams or more, depending on the severity of that anemia. And it's okay if it's prescribed by your healthcare professional. We follow our patients, so we know and we monitor them very carefully to ensure that they don't run into serious side effects from taking that extra iron. The beauty of using iron bisglycinate, which is the newest and safest and most gentlest iron available on the market today, is the iron load that you take to achieve success is much lower. The absorption is 91% versus 30%, so you're not taking such high amounts, and it's safer for your whole GI system. And we know from many, many studies now that you don't get the constipation and the belly aches from using iron bisglycinate. So there is a big difference between taking the iron salt and taking the iron bisglycinate with regards to safety and side effects. And the last thing I have to tell you about iron bisglycinate is it is becoming an iron that's more and more recognized as being more efficacious and safer. And for people who are on iron long term, you can develop a resistance to that iron salt. So after taking high doses and over even a year or 2-3 years, people often come back and say, this iron isn't working anymore. And as clinicians, we didn't know why. But now we do know is when you expose your body to high doses of iron, even if it's intermittent over a long period of time, your body, even though it needs that iron, it creates or develops a protein that reduces your ability to absorb that iron. So now what we want to do when we treat people who have iron deficiency or iron deficiency anemia is decrease the amount of iron they take to decrease the load, to decrease the risk that you're going to develop this resistance. And one of the best ways that science and clinical studies have shown is to hide the iron in a fat, in a healthy oil. And when you do that, your body doesn't use the receptors to absorb the iron, and it doesn't see the iron. It sees this awesome fat molecule that it needs. So you don't develop that resistance, and you can tolerate the higher dose to correct that anemia in a more efficient way.
Yeah, and that's and we've gone through this a lot of times in our conversations with customers, that not all irons are the same, and the amounts are critical as to what you consume, because you don't want, you know, out of that 300 milligrams, 290 are going out the pipe. And that's where
that's
you get
right.
all the side effects of that. But if you come in to the store, and I guess this is where we've got charts, we've got all the math is complete, where we can show you step by step what the differences are on these. And that's where Platinum Naturals, you've created what they call Easy Iron, where there's 18 milligrams with the superior nutrient absorption, that oil, that healthy fat. You're absorbing, what, 16 and change, or what, 16 point something
yeah.
milligrams of that 18. Very easy on the system.
And like you said, the load is so different, because you take 18 milligrams, but you're getting almost like 16 to 17. So if your prescription said that you needed to take between 5 and 10 tablets of ferrous gluconate a day because you need 100 milligrams to be absorbed, to get to that point with our Easy Iron, it's half of that. And there are studies that have shown that pregnant women would need to take 50 milligrams of an iron salt like ferrous sulfate or ferrous gluconate, whereas women taking iron bisglycinate, which is in our Easy Iron, they only need to take 25 milligrams. And they achieve the same result throughout pregnancy, and the newborns were exactly the same. So it's much easier to take 25 milligrams of iron bisglycinate than it is to take 50 milligrams of any of the iron salts like the gluconates, the sulfates, and the fumarates.
What's a reasonable amount of time, if a person's deficient, doctor, what's a reasonable amount of time that they can recover?
So we always say it takes 3 months, because as quickly as you're increasing your iron in circulation, you have to first increase the amount of iron that you're is going to be used directly to make the red blood cells, to make the hemoglobin. And then only once those levels have reached, are within normal limits, will your body start to say, oh, now I can store it and put it away. So it's a two-step process. So we always say 3 months for sure, and we like patients to stay on their iron supplement for a year if possible, just to ensure that their system has reset itself, the red blood cell count is well within the normal range, and now you have healthy ferritin stores, iron stores.
Vegans and vegetarians, again, we'll come back to that lifestyle, mm-hmm. is easy iron friendly to them?
Yes, so easy iron is friendly to them. It's in a vegetarian capsule, and the iron is suspended in a cold-pressed extra virgin olive oil.
Excellent, yeah. On your label, there's an endorsement. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, so on the label, there's a little black and white logo that says, brand recognized by the Society of Obstetricians and Gynecologists of Canada. And we're very proud of that recognition. What it required was that we submit our product to the Society of Obstetricians and Gynecologists of Canada, which represents all obstetricians and gynecologists in Canada, plus family physicians, nurses, midwives who practice women's health. And there's over 4,000 members of this society, and they reviewed our product. It was a panel review, and they deemed the product to be safe and efficacious. And it's the first time that healthcare professionals have recognized iron 2 bisglycinate or ferrous bisglycinate. So it's quite an achievement that they stand behind our product. They've tried it, and they more and more physicians are starting to recommend our product as they become aware of it. So it's more of an awareness of physicians to know that we're there, but word is getting out. And we're very proud of that recognition. And we're the only iron supplement that you can find at places like Healthy Habit. It's a bit of a learning curve for family physicians and obstetricians, gynecologists, but slowly they're starting to understand where to send patients and where they can get it.
Yeah, and that's when they come into the store. We've often, again, had this conversation and walked them through the process and showed them the customers, the charts, etc., and the endorsement. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah. And it makes it easy, too, because if you go to Healthy Habit and you want to try Easy Iron, you can always take it back to your physician and they can immediately look it up on the SOGC website and see that it's brand recognized.
So, Doctor, we're at the end of our time. Any summarizing comments on iron and its importance?
So, as we're all trying to move towards a plant-based diet, we're all trying to eat healthier, you can see that all of our endeavors to lead a healthier lifestyle is resulting in a longer lifespan. But we really need to focus on our health span to achieve that lifespan. And one of the most important nutrients that we need is iron. So it's really important that when you have fatigue or you notice there's a change in your health, that you go to your family physician, because many health concerns fall back and can affect your iron and your hemoglobin red blood cell levels. So I want everyone to go out there, enjoy life, but if you notice there's a little kink in your health, go to your family doctor and ask them to sort it out. And if it does come back to requiring iron, then head over to Healthy Habit, because they have one of the best irons available, which is our Easy Iron, but it's more importantly recognized by the Society of Obstetricians and Gynecologists.
Well, Doctor, thank you for joining us on Insights for Health. It's a real privilege having you here today.
Well, really, I was really excited to join you today, and it's always a pleasure to be on air with you, Dave.
Thank you. So we've been talking with Dr. Mary Nagai, Director of Medical and Scientific Affairs at Platinum Naturals. We're also featuring the Easy Iron in our Healthy Habit Fall Flyer. If you want to visit our website, thehealthyhabit.ca, click on Flyer. So you've been listening to Insights for Health, and we know it's difficult to catch all the information the first time. So to re-listen to this interview, visit our website, thehealthyhabit.ca, click Interviews, and it's all listed alphabetically. Just scroll down to iron. And while you're at the website, click on the next level or our e-newsletter, and We'll keep you informed of special offers, product information, and upcoming events. And the subscription is free. And the website, again, is thehealthyhabit.ca. So thank you for joining us on Insights for Health, The Healthy Habit, where we help you help yourself with your health.